Minnowburn. At this point, you can see a river joining the River Laggan. This is the Purdiesburn. It is crossed by Minnowburn Bridge. Can you see it through the trees? The bridge is a good spot to see dippers. As the name suggests, these short-tailed, plump birds bob up and down looking for food in the shallow, fast-flowing waters. Up on the skyline, you may be able to see the wall belonging to Terrace Hill. In 1861, it was described as a roomy, elegant house built 5 years ago and commanding a splendid view of the Valley of the Laggan, well finished, with projecting bow windows and having servants' rooms. Edward Robinson owned the house in the early years of the 20th century. He, along with his brother Harold, was a director in the firm of Robinson and Cleaver Limited, who were linen manufacturers. Linen was produced in great abundance in the Laggan Valley for over 250 years, dominating the economy of the area. Further upstream, there remains evidence of a number of linen mills that took advantage of the Laggan's waters. In 1936, Edward Robinson demolished Terrace Hill, and a new house, which retained the name, was built in its place. Wet woodland habitats are found on floodplains and as small patches within larger wooded areas. The damp ground becomes home to species such as willow, birch, and alder. Wet woodland is an extremely rich habitat for invertebrates, supporting a very large number of species, many of which are now rare in Britain. This unique habitat is ideal for many insects, from larvae to adulthood, which in turn are a food source for other creatures, including tree creepers and blue tits. The damp conditions are also preferable to fungi, mosses and lichens that would not be able to survive elsewhere. There have been considerable losses of wet woodland habitats in the last century, mainly due to the felling of trees, changes in land use, or through drainage.